on the count of three, I want you guys all to say, we fight for right. One, two, three.
We fight for right!
Hundreds of organizers and marchers from the Colorado delegation packed into the Faith Tabernacle Church in the nation's capital on Saturday in preparation for the Women's March on Washington, D.C. Co-organizer Kenzie Rodriguez shared a message of encouragement to marchers from the Centennial State before they convened with thousands of others.
I was really lucky to be in the Women's National Democratic Club meeting last night. Reverend Jesse Jackson was there, and he said that if our actions today end tonight, this is just a parade.
Right.
If we continue our actions tomorrow, this is a movement. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Co-organizer Tish Buford reminded marchers that the women's movement was an ongoing initiative and encouraged them to stay engaged.
This is just the start, okay? This is not a parade. This is the beginning of a big culmination of things to come. It is not a sprint, but it's a marathon, okay? So we don't know how long this administration is going to be in place, but it's more about social civil rights, okay?
Yeah.
Which never ends, it never has term limits.
The Colorado delegation has fallen in line with March chapters in other states, focusing on the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, Planned Parenthood funding, and other pressing national issues. Representative Jared Polis also joined the gathering at the church to show his support for Colorado marchers.
Well, I'm excited to march in solidarity with so many Coloradans to hold Trump accountable and to really show that the country is better than what the election shows, and that we really want to send a message that Trump notably didn't send. That is one of unity, one of respect for everybody, respect for women, respect for minorities. I've seen so many positive signs encouraging everybody to get along in unity today. Hopefully it'll be an inspiration to change the mind and the heart of the new president, but also to mobilize so many people who want to see change in a positive direction.
Protesters streamed from the church toward the National Mall late morning. Speakers included activists such as Gloria Steinem, Angela Davis, and Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards.
Reproductive rights are human rights!
Senators Tammy Duckworth, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Kamala Harris.
You have the power!
Yes.
And we, the people, have the power!
And entertainers like Scarlett Johansson, Ashley Judd, Janelle Monáe, and Alicia Keys. Reproductive freedom, racial equality, climate change, and LGBT rights were among the many issues addressed by speakers. Participants became restless later in the afternoon, chanting for the march to begin. Crowds gathered for several blocks, marching toward the Capitol building and stretching the entire length of the mall. Later Saturday evening, Representative Polis hosted a reception for Colorado marchers to meet and socialize.
How exciting that so many Coloradans came! Welcome! It's not like we're that close to Washington, folks, but...
Despite Boulder resident Lee Kottmeyer's long day amid the crowd, she was eager to be part of the movement.
And it was very crowded and very difficult for a long time. For like about 3 hours, we just stood and we could barely hear the speakers on stage. But the crowd erupting was so empowering and so emboldening that we were able to maintain standing that long.
Andrea Stith from Denver appreciated the inclusive nature of the march and saw the movement as part of something larger.
I mean, I felt that this march came together around so many different issues, whether it was like social justice, criminal justice with like Black Lives Matter, women's rights, reproductive rights. It wasn't just a women's march. It really just covered so many broad issues that it was incredible.
Women from Colorado marched for several reasons. Many were upset and motivated by the election results, looking for ways to become politically active and engaged. Lori O'Donnelly of Colorado Springs was shaken in November, but became driven to march in D.C.
The next morning when I woke up before I took a shower, I went to the bathroom to check Facebook to see who won and just sobbed and sobbed uncontrollably when I saw he won. It was just a visceral reaction. As soon as I saw the Women's March, I knew I had to be here. And I knew I had to be here for my 12-year-old son and my 4-year-old daughter. It changed everything for me.
Kotika Roy of Denver started a nonprofit, the Brave Coalition, focused on childhood inclusion and safety. The impetus for the coalition came after her children's school was vandalized with hate graffiti in November. The school is specifically designed to help refugee and immigrant children and families, known as a newcomer school. Roy was driven to march for her family.
In the morning, I was a little teary. So for me, you know, I'm really here probably for three main reasons. One, for my children. I have a boy and a girl, that they can grow up in a world that doesn't discriminate against them based on their circumstance or their pedigree or their gender. In honor of my father, who risked his life and the lives of my three eldest sisters to come here to the United States over 60 years ago, and in honor of my mom, who emigrated here when she was 21 in search for equality. So I was a little bit teary. And then when I was actually walking up to the National Monument and then up to the march, I just felt empowered in this sense of, if we all come together and we all work together, nothing can stop us.
For updates on the Colorado Delegation Initiative, visit the website at cowomensmarch.org in the coming weeks. For KGNU News, I'm Kaylee LaQuay.